is an author of The Adventures of Lil Sass, a series of emotional wellness books for young adults, a spiritual psychologist, a CTI leadership coach, as well as a Kundalini yoga and meditation teacher.
Thank you, Galia, and thank you everybody for being here, whether you're on the West Coast and you're still in bed in your cozies, or you're in Europe and it's the afternoon. I just so appreciate you taking the time to join me for a little taste of the Emotional Leadership Academy. I've got one of my partners in all good things in work and really here to support me, Rachel Baldy. So you'll see Rachel posting some questions in the chat and we might do a demo. So she's willing to do that in service of all of you learning more about emotional leadership. And so if you are have been attending the different embodiment conference sessions, or this is your first one, I think starting with like, what is embodiment is a great place to start. And for me, there's just no concrete answer. It's the same with the definition of emotions. We are in the process of human beings better understanding what does it mean to be embodied? What does it mean to have emotions? And it's almost beyond, I think, I know it's beyond my ability to truly understand embodiment. In the yogic sciences, we have 10 bodies. So we have our physical body, we have our soul body, we have our positive, negative, and neutral mind bodies, our pranic body, our radiant body, our subtle body, and our arc line body. And so we are all of these things and so much more. And so the work that I do is in service of helping people be in greater connection, relationship with their emotional body, and so that you can have a fuller human experience. So like Galia said, a lot of my work is infused through Kundalini yoga and meditation, as well as some tenets of spiritual psychology. And from the past 15 years of working inside organizations and helping leaders be more human. So how do we get out of our heads and into our hearts and into our bodies and allow ourselves to have emotional range and emotional leadership? So like Galia said, I birthed a series of emotional wellness children's books called The Adventures of Little Sass. And when I did, I had so many adults reach out to me and say, are these for me? Because I'm not really sure how to be with my anger or my sadness or even my joy. And I was like, yes, these books are actually for adults, but I'm going through the kids to get to the adults. And the character, Little Sass, she goes on these adventures. She learns how to be with her emotions. And through that, she finds greater embodiment, you know, a greater experience of what it means to be human. And so here's a little sample of the Emotional Leadership Academy, which came out of the feedback from the books. And it's a 6-week online program. Let's just level set this. And what are emotions? Like I said before, there's just no real consensus of what emotions are. And so I like to think of emotions simply through the word of energy in motion. This is something that at the Coactive Training Institute that when we're talking about emotions, we're really just talking about the energy moving through us. And it's so many different words that we use to describe these feelings, but just to know that emotions are a mental state associated with our nervous system, and they are brought on by chemical changes associated with our thoughts and our feelings. And, you know, the thing that's sad is that in our culture, we are conditioned to suppress our emotions. There's a lot of conditioning around, you know, boys don't cry, a woman shouldn't be angry, and so on. I mean, there's just so much suppression of our emotions that we do not have this healthy relationship. So here's the scientific and evolutionary purpose of emotions. And when I started researching this, it gave me so much freedom to create that healthier relationship. Emotions are simply biofeedback intended to keep us safe. They let us know that maybe we need to eat. Maybe there's a threat, so we need to protect ourselves. Or they let us know that we're going to procreate to carry forward. And so really, they're reflexes to support us to sustain life versus something that's bad or wrong or shameful. So I think knowing the science behind this stuff can be really helpful. And where I want to start is in the chat, I want you to think of all of the emotions you've been feeling as of late, because let's be honest, there's been a lot of opportunity to feel, and there's been so many things that have brought up emotions that have maybe been suppressed. So if you will, put in the chat some different emotions that you've been experiencing as of late. Anxiety and fear, yes. And, you know, I know I've experienced some sadness as of late. There's like a grieving process happening with so many shifts and so much of our day-to-day lives being different than 7 months ago. Yes, frustration, stress, anxiety, overwhelm. All right. And so thinking about these emotions, oh yeah, worriedness, loneliness, and happiness, of course. So I want you just to think about these emotions, and it may be the one that's really been coming up more consistently. And what is your relationship like with your own emotions? You know, if you were to give yourself, here, we'll use this kind of barometer, like, great, I feel fully connected and able to express my emotions in a healthy and responsible way. Or, okay, I know I need some tools and I need to create some space for my emotions to have a better relationship. Or not so good. I suppress my emotions and I don't create space for them. So Rachel's just populating the chat with that. What is your relationship like with your emotions? Is it great? Is it okay? Or is it not so good? If you'll just put that in the chat, just so that you can get a sense of, okay, in my emotional leadership journey, here's where I am. I'm in a place where I can gain more awareness, gain more tools, or I'm satisfied. All right, we got some between okay and not okay. Needing to gain more tools. Not so good. Thank you very much, Craig, for your vulnerability with that. I will tell you that one of the reasons why I do this work is because I had a really shitty relationship with my emotions. I don't think I actually cried until I was 29 years old. There might have been a friend or two that in my younger years I would express emotion to, but I had such a fear of showing sadness or showing vulnerability that it's taken me quite some time to gain the tools and shift that relationship. So thank you for giving yourself a gauge as to where you are so that you can know where you're headed. The definition of emotional leadership. All right, this is a body of work that I'm developing, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm learning a lot. And so the definition is evolving as I evolve and as my understanding of the work evolves. I'm just going to share my screen again so you can take in this definition, and I'd love to know how satisfied you are with this definition of emotional leadership. It's your ability to navigate all of your emotions with curiosity, compassion, and act in ways that align with what's most important to you, your values. You see your emotions not as a directive, but rather data to help you decide what to do and who you want to be next. All right? So take that in. And a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with your emotional leadership? 10 being I'm greatly satisfied, and 1 being kind of that, you know, not so good, I'm going to work on that. So populate that in the chat, and then also be thinking about what would you like your level of satisfaction with your emotional leadership to be on a scale of 1 to 10? All right. So appreciating your participation and engagement, everybody. Thank you so much. And yeah, that's just a self-awareness, I guess, tool for yourself to know, okay, I'm giving myself a 5.5 on 10. And so why don't we dive into the sample of emotional leadership? And let's go right to anger. Let's start right with anger. You know, there is so much negative connotation, conditioning, relationship to the emotion of anger. And I could talk about just this emotion for hours. It is such a brilliant emotion. And now more than ever, we need anger to move our planet forward, to move humanity forward, and we need to know how to harness it in a healthy and responsible way. But did you know what the evolutionary purpose of anger is? It is used as a protective mechanism. So when a mammal is experiencing fear, or there's a hurt, or a sense that the security is going to be compromised, anger, the emotion of anger, comes through our system to protect us. So what's happened in our culture, though, because of the conditioning of do not show your anger, we don't know how to express it in a healthy way. We don't allow it. We continue to bottle it up and suppress it. And there is so much scientific evidence how this is what creates heart disease, cancer, mental illness. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, actually, no, on the scale of great, okay, and not so good, what is your relationship like with anger? Great being, I feel like I can express this emotion in a healthier and responsible way. Okay being, I know I need some tools and time to create a better relationship with anger. And not so good being, I suppress this emotion and I don't create space for it. Or perhaps you don't suppress it, but you let it out and it comes out in funky and kind of dysfunctional ways. All right, what is your relationship with anger like? Is it great, okay, or not so good? If you're willing, just populate that in the chat. Wonderful. And just again, awareness for you. Notice that. So one of my favorite tools, there's so many good tools for moving anger, but one of my favorite tools is a Kundalini yoga and meditation kriya called the Fists of Anger. And this, I want to teach this to you and have you practice this right now so that you can walk away with a tool. And some of you might be familiar with this. And so bringing kind of your a clean slate beginner's mind to it in this context of embodiment. So how can you more fully embody your anger so that you can use it for good, to move your purpose forward, to move good change forward? So this kriya has two parts. First, I'm going to teach you the breath. And the breath is called O mouth breath. And I just want you to put your hands on your belly button. And you're going to be pumping your navel. And you're going to make an O with your mouth. And it looks like this. So just feel your belly coming in and out. And you're going to breathe like that. And we're going to add the physical posture, the mudra. And you're going to take your four fingers and you're gonna wrap them around your thumb so you have a fist. And then they're gonna go over your head, like almost you're doing the backstroke. And what this is doing is it's cutting through the arc line body, okay? And it's gonna cut the energy of the anger. So what I want you to do is think about the thing that brings anger. I want you to think about the thing that maybe, I mean, if you can't connect to anger, what is it that's frustrating you right now? Everybody take a moment and connect to that. There's a lot of fodder in our world right now. There's a lot to pull from. All right. And I'm going to put us on the clock for 2 minutes. If you need to stop, don't stop both actions. Keep at least the breath going or the hands going, all right? And then come back.
I'll just, sorry, if anyone wants to come on camera so Christy can also see your presence, this way we feel there's more of an interaction, just raise your hand and we'll move you to panelist so you can see your beautiful faces.
Thank you, Galia. Yes, come into the room so we can see your beautiful faces and we can do fists of anger together. How fun is this? All right, so let's get ready. Connect to the thing that brings frustration, anger. And here we go, 2 minutes on the clock. You can close your eyes and really connect to the thing that is bringing anger and frustration. Make sure you're having your hand go all through the arc line. And pump that navel. Really connect to the thing that's bringing up anger. Let's go. Let's let her rip. During your last 30 seconds, let's make this count, move this anger. Take a deep breath in and take your hand and shoot the energy out of your fingertips. Open up the palm, have your energy shooting out of your fingertips and hold your breath. Hold, 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 hold everything tight. Squeeze, 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 letting that anger shoot through the fingertips, shoot through the arc line. And release the breath. Slowly moving your fingers through the auric field, feeling what's here now, taking a moment and just being with yourself and noticing what's here. And so coming back to present moment and just checking in with the emotion of anger. And if you're willing, just in the chat, what are you aware of? What's shifted, if anything? Just what do you notice? Yeah, calmness, less charge, yes. Feeling more clear. Yeah, I can actually feel my toes now. So I'm actually more embodied. Right, Alicia, more present. Yeah, tingly and buzzy, Cynthia. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's a natural drug for us, right? I mean, it is all in us. The breath work combined with the body posture, it is all within us to have these highs so naturally. Yeah, Paulina, less body tension. Beautiful work, everybody. You know, the purpose of Emotional Leadership Academy is, I don't, ever want people to bypass emotions. I am so committed for us to feel our emotions. What I think the Fists of Anger does is it allows me to consolidate so that I can, I still have the anger, but I know now I can move forward into that conversation or into that experience with more groundedness because I'm consolidated. I've consolidated my energy. I've consolidated my body. I'm not in my head as much, and I am more in all the bodies, the yogic bodies. Woo! All right. Always good to start with anger. And thank you, Cynthia and Alicia, for coming in the room. If anybody else wants to come into the room so we can see your beautiful faces, like Galia has invited you to, please do so. We're gonna move to the emotion of sadness, because why not? I would say, as I've been researching emotions, that what I'm learning about sadness has been most inspiring. I think specifically because I had a really negative relationship with sadness, and I'm still working on it. When I feel sad, I have a lot of judgment. Like, if I'm not happy and on, there's a lot of slack I can give myself. So when I learned about this evolutionary purpose of sadness for mammals, I thought, this is brilliant. This makes perfect sense. So typically with sadness comes this awareness of separateness. We feel separate when we're sad. And it often happens in this modern world when we've maybe had the loss of a loved one. There's been a death or perhaps a breakup. Maybe we've lost a job or we've really just something has shifted in our lives, which I think we've all been experiencing that. There's been a lot of shifts for many of us over the past 7-8 months. And the evolutionary purpose of us feeling that separateness is because it's a signal to reconnect to the tribe or to the clan or to the group. It is meant as a protective mechanism to let us know that we're separate, which is creating some unsafety, because obviously there's safety when we're together. And it's also meant from a mammal perspective, if our young is separate from us, we get that feeling of separateness so that we can get our young back with us, our young ones. And so just sitting with that information and noticing if it gives you anything to work with in your own relationship to sadness. You know, what if sadness was here? What if it was designed to let me know that it's time for me to connect, whether it's with myself on a deeper level, maybe it's with a friend, perhaps it's with a professional, a therapist or a coach, but what if that's what it's designed to do? So what I want you to do is give yourself a sadness awareness check-in. And how are you with your own emotion of sadness? Good, meaning I've got this emotion, I am able to be with it in a healthy and responsible way, or great, sorry. Okay, I know I need some tools and I need to create a better relationship with it. Or not so good, I suppress this emotion and I don't create space for it. All right, so just checking in on that as far as your own awareness. And what I'd like for you to do is I want you to take a moment, and if you haven't already, and I want you to connect to something that makes you sad. And perhaps it's not too far. It's something that's currently happening in your world. Or maybe it's a situation from the past. So take a moment and connect to a situation or a thing that makes you sad. And just be with that sadness for a moment. Notice what it brings into your body. And if you're playing a situation back, let it flood you. Who were you with? Or who are you not with? What were the surroundings? Just be with the sadness. And as if the sadness was a friend coming over for a cup of tea, I want you to sit with the sadness and ask a couple questions. The first is, sadness, what is it that you want me to know? Sadness, what is it that you want me to know? And just listen for the response. And now ask the sadness this question. Sadness, what is the healthiest and most responsible way for me to move this energy? What is the healthiest and most responsible way for me to move this energy? And just listen to that response. And now, in your mind's eye, if you've connected with sadness, just say goodbye to it, however feels true for you. And then take a moment, and if you want to jot down anything you heard from sadness, do that, and just come back to present moment. And so whatever you, yeah, Marta, you started to cry, and I'm curious what your perspective of that is. And I would offer one that, yay. Yeah, what if tears are just, again, they're feedback as a way to express that sadness. And thanks for your question, Galia. What is the difference between sadness and frustration? That's a good question. What I notice is that I feel sadness in a different part of my body. So this is a place for all of us to look. When you're thinking about the different emotions, where do they arise in your body? That's going to start to support you to create a better relationship and maybe understanding the distinction between different emotions. And Tina said her sadness led to anger. Yeah. I mean, these emotions are all intertwined. And there's a way that when we release, say, anger or sadness, that the other one can come up because it's been suppressing it. I'm going to do a brief demonstration with Rachel. And I'm going to show you some of you know this method of Gestalt. And I learned it in the context of spiritual psychology. And really, when I think about embodiment, I think that this is one of the best techniques to better embody the parts of ourselves that maybe we're not in relationship with, we don't have as much awareness with. So this is going to be very brief. Rachel, are you willing and ready and open?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And so for the rest of you, just pay attention to the technique, because this is something you can do on your own as well. So Rachel, you are you, current day Rachel, and your sadness. I'd love for you to pull up a chair. You know, it's almost like if you just move your body to one side when you are sadness. Yes, yep. You are your sadness. Okay, great. And then you're going to move the other way when you are Rachel. And what I'm wanting you to do is have a dialogue with sadness, similar to the questions that we just asked the whole group. So starting in the seat of Rachel, I want you to ask your sadness. Well, and just from this place, Rachel, if you're willing, give us a little idea, a sense of your sadness.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I really connected to it when you said, will I be your demo client? Because I don't give space and time for any of my emotions. So, my sadness is connected to my two older children and noticing that their self-esteem and self-worth is really low. And my sadness really, for me, around that is that I've let them down and that I'm disappointed with myself on and asking myself what didn't I do to build their self-worth and have for them to experience more self-esteem and self-worth.
I can feel it in my stomach, I can feel it in my heart, and I just honor you as a mother and your sadness in this journey that you're on with your two older children. And so, dear Rachel, from this place of where you are now, as if sadness is sitting there with you, the sadness that you're experiencing around this specific situation.
Yeah, I like to move, actually, and I know you've done this for me before.
Yeah, so asking the sadness, what is it that you want me to know? Someone's like, why are you here, sadness? Get curious.
I think the first thing that sadness says to me is, it's okay.
So actually speak as if you're sadness. Embody sadness. How does it sound?
It's going to be okay. I know it hurts. You're strong. And they're going to be okay. And actually, sadness wants me to experience it. It wants me to, it's saying, don't push me away. Ah.
And so Rachel, sitting back in your seat as Rachel and receiving what sadness just shared, what's there for you, be with that.
And there's a willingness to let me experience. I'm willing to. I noticed just then my throat tightened up, And I know that that's a natural reaction to say, no, I'm not going to experience you. Thank you. But there's a, when I'm looking at sadness, there's a real kindness and calm. And I know that it's good for me. It's good for me to let it come out and through me. And what just came up is if I'm not willing to be a model of this for myself, then why would I expect my children to?
So notice how sadness is responding to you, Rachel, as you communicate this awareness. As if sadness was an embodied being right there, what do you see happening to sadness right now?
Yeah, sadness kind of just brightened up and became became slightly joyful. That I actually envisioned my a vision of a me, but a smile and a kind of aha, you got it. The reason you need to have me is to show your children also that they need to experience sadness, and it's okay.
Wow. I'm noticing just on my body, tingles everywhere, that you've created this deeper connection with this emotion and this part of yourself. And I can see the kind of grace and peace in your beautiful face right now. And
it's not an enemy anymore. I see it as a friend.
So here, what I'll do is invite you to complete. I know this has been so brief, so thank you for diving in deep so quick. Complete the exchange with sadness. Say whatever you want to say. Let it say whatever it needs to say, and just come back to present moment.
I thanked it.
Beautiful. Again, acknowledging your bravery and your big heart and your willingness to be the model for your children. You're an incredible human, an incredible mom. So just take a moment and be with yourself, and just asking our participants online, what do you see in, what's the value of dialoguing with your sadness? What's the value of dialoguing with your sadness? And it may be something you witnessed. And yes, feel free to acknowledge Rachel. If you're feeling called to connect with her, you can put it in the chat so she can have a bath of acknowledgments. And the question is, what is the value of dialoguing with your sadness? Yeah, deep contact and more clear answers for yourself. Yes. Yeah, it's the entry to freedom. Oh, yes. Acknowledgement and acceptance. Yeah. Less identification with the emotions themselves. Yeah, I love that, Anna. It's like, again, I think because of our conditioning and the dysfunction around our relationship to emotions, when we're experiencing one, we get all in our head and we analyze it, like, why am I feeling like this? I gotta get it away. Versus, let's just have a conversation with it and find out what's up. You know, what is it wanting us to know? What is the gift of that emotion in that moment? And more than none, what I have seen is that it brings great wisdom, like we saw with Rachel. The emotions, again, if their purpose is to really have us to continue evolving and to protect us from threats, it's going to have its best interests at heart. I love that, Craig. He said a sadness conversation led to love, which can be a difficult emotion. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's other people nodding, Craig, that they can feel into that. And then Cynthia is talking about connecting with the body wisdom. Yes, getting out of our heads and into our body. I mean, that's what this whole conference is about. And that is, emotional leadership is about having us be embodied with our emotions. So noticing that the energy of sadness feels different from the energy of anger, right? When we finished that one, there was like a fire and there was like a charge. And there's a way that this emotion brings a stillness and a calmness. And I'm feeling almost a reverence. And again, a deep, deep respect and love for Rachel for being willing to do this in front of 70 people. Thank you, my dear friend. You're getting a heart from Galia. So again, emotional leadership is never about bypassing our emotions. It is about gaining the tools so that we can experience them in a healthy and responsible way. But a workshop wouldn't be complete without talking about joy. So I'm taking us there in a very natural segue, because what I've learned about this emotion of joy is that some people have as much difficulty feeling joy than they do feeling and expressing anger or sadness. And so also what I've learned is the distinction between joy and happiness in my research. And The Adventures of Little Sass, there's three books: The Adventure of Anger, The Adventure of Sadness, and The Adventure of Joy. And I chose joy because what I was learning is that happiness, it's obviously an emotion too, but it's usually accompanied with an attachment to an idea, a destination, an expectation. And so as a result, it tends to weigh heavier on the subconscious. And then when we don't meet those expectations, it really affects our happiness. Whereas joy, I got to show this. This is a little structure I hold up in my office and something that my dad gave me. Joy is not in things, it is in us. Joy is not in things, it is in us. And as I was researching it, this is what I found to be true when other folks researching this emotion, is that it's a simple, lighthearted spark that transcends through our body. And it has us feeling these good vibrations, but it's ever present. It's ever present. It's just about creating consciousness and awareness to connect to that part of ourselves. And it doesn't carry the burdens or expectations that happiness can. So I want you to think about your relationship to your emotion of joy. How are you at being in relationship with it and using the great, okay, not so good again? Are you fully connected to this emotion? Do you let yourself experience it and feel it? Is it an okay relationship? You know that you could let more joy through and out. Is it not so good? Did you receive conditioning like little Sass did? In the book, she's had some conditioning that if you express too much joy, people might think you're bragging, or you might make others jealous, so keep it contained. So these were some messages that she received. So I want you to think about your relationship to joy. Yeah, tending to skip over it. I mean, so much in our culture, you know, in the patriarchal structure of achieving and doing, we skip over joy like it's nobody's business. Nobody's business. Yeah, it even feels awkward sometimes. And so what I want you to do is I want us to have an experience of that part of ourself that is joyful. And if it's easy for you, I want you to grab like a towel or a blanket, or if you have a cape, okay? So little Sass is given a cape by one of her mentors, Mrs. Moo. And this is what she puts on before she experiences any of her emotions. She says, cape on. So if you're comfortable with that, grabbing a blanket or a towel or a cape, and if you're not, then maybe just like your sweater becomes your cape. And what I want you to do is embody joy. I want you to think about the thing or the person or the food or the moment that brings you joy. I want you to put your cape on and be with that joy for a moment. And just notice what happens in your body when you think about these things or people that bring you joy. And because this is going to be adult story time for a second, I want to just give you a little quick excerpt from The Adventure of Joy. This is Mrs. Moo, and this is Little Sass. And I want you to take in these words as you have your pseudo cape on or your cape on. Little Sass thought back to what Mrs. Moo had said to her the day she gave her the red cape. "Sass, some days you will experience so much joy that you will want to spread the wings of your cape and fly so that you can spread the joy to everyone. Do that. Do not ever dim your light. Your joy is contagious and will spark happiness and joy in others. Do not ever believe that it is wrong to not be joyous or to not feel this emotion. Feeling this emotion is your right as a human being." And so with that, keep your cape on and listen to this song that Rachel is going to put on for us. We're also going to put it in the chat. And it is a song by White Sun. These are my Kundalini Yoga teachers, Guru Jas and Hari Jivan. And I want you to keep thinking about that thing that brings you joy. And I want you to move with the song and let the joy inform how you move. Just like Little Sass would, put her cape on and have the music move you.
Now to see the earth holding our hearts in these times. Let go of all these tears. Now behold the light now in you. Let it rise up and let it come through you. Behold the light now in you. Let it rise up and let it come through. So we can unite like the sun. Unafraid to believe now in this dream. Oh protection, all the earth seedlings, all generations can go on breathing. Behold the light now in you. Let it rise up, let it come through. Behold the light now in you. Let it rise up, let it come through. See the hatred start now to simmer on down. Arms be placed upon the crown. See now the pain now to soar by love. For this angels unite. Look to the depth of our eyes, not skin. Connecting with our soul and the power within. Unite all the voices together, we sing now. As the birds now joining in. Behold the light now in you. Let it rise up, let it come through.
Now
in you.
Now
in
your body,
even children, all alone, they will find a rock, they will find a stone. It's one more responsibility, and all rivers are made from streams. We open the fields with wounds, even the stars with moon. Even if this world now is breaking.
In the chat, if you're willing, populate the chat with the thing that brings you joy or the person Just what is that? What is it that brings you joy? Dance, your children, being in nature. Yeah, music, coffee, oh yeah, laughing children, yes, Alicia. Oh, sunsets and sunrises, so much so. Ah, I will tell you that this hour has brought me so much joy to be with you and to share this work that I'm working to embody and live in my life and share. And I want to offer you, if you're interested in continuing to learn about the Emotional Leadership Academy and do this work and create a deeper connection with your emotions, a significant discount off of the next Emotional Leadership Academy cohorts will be starting in January and February. And Rachel is going to put a link in the chat that you can get to that place where you can receive that discount. I also want to invite you to get on the adventure with Little Sass if you're not already. And the link will also come in the chat. You can find the books on Amazon. And stay connected through Instagram, Adventures of Little Sass and Christy Mann 1. And just know that you are so worth having a healthy relationship with your emotions, and that creating space for them is the way for us to be more embodied, to have a healthier self, a healthier planet, healthier relationships. And I want nothing more than that for you. And so with that, I think, so Rachel, were you able to put the, you've got the link, great. So the link's coming up. And those, I think you'll also, Steve's put them, you'll be able to get them on the conference site. But just check back in now. We're going to complete with your level of satisfaction with your emotional leadership after 50 minutes of going a bit deeper with it or playing with it a bit. So this is a scale of 1 to 10. Where is your level of satisfaction now with your emotional leadership? And you can just populate the chat. 10 being, I'm feeling satisfied. You know, 7, has it grown? And I just want you to know, oh yeah, Jocelyn, I love it when you connect with your emotions too. It's so wonderful to hear that. And I'm seeing that your satisfaction has increased. So remember, this isn't about having a 10 on 10 every day. This is about us growing our level of satisfaction so that we can be more embodied with our emotions. Bottom line. So again, as Little Sass would say, cape on, come on, find me on the socials, Christy Mann 1, Adventures of Little Sass, and come to the next Emotional Leadership Academy. I would love, love to keep playing with you. Cape on, my loves.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was amazing. And I'm caping on for the rest of my day. Thank you all for joining. And if you enjoyed this session and you would like to own it, there's a discount that's happening for all the content, or you can choose the content you would like. And the discount is only running throughout the days of the embodiment conference. So thank you so much, Christy, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Galia. And thank you, Rachel, for being an incredible leader beside. Love you all so much. Thank you for being here. I hope to see you soon in the ethers or in real time.
Someone asked Christy just about how to get the discount on your Emotional Leadership Academy.
Great. So the link that you'll see in the chat, Rachel just put it in. It's got ELA Academy 2021. Click that, and that's going to take you right to the discount page so that you can enroll. And there's a 50% off for embodiment conference attendees. And then you can, if you missed that, just go to my website and it's there waiting for you, because I can't wait to keep in this conversation with you.
I just posted it again. There you go.
Thank you all. Sending big love. Cape on.